And I want to mention one more time about the Florida Humanities Council being one of the sponsors of the festival. There's a wonderful organization that does really interesting weekends about the different cities in Florida. We've got a number of other sponsors of the festival, and I'll tell you about them at the next break. Let me tell you about one or two now. Southern Arts Federation, and they're a real interesting arts organization that they have a real informative convention every year is the one thing I know about them. And Gold Tone Banjos has donated the prize for tomorrow's banjo contest. I want to tell you about our next act. This is setting up here is Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters. And I think I mentioned I've been coming to this festival for 17 years. First time I came to this festival, Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters had been coming here a while, and they were one of my favorite groups to come here, and they've never stopped doing it, and they just keep getting better. Whitey's going to introduce the band. There's quite a few of them, so I won't do that right now. But I do want to tell you that Whitey has got a CD of some of his songs that is out now. I've heard a lot of these songs recorded earlier on cassette tape many years ago, but they're now on CD. It's a CD called Cracker Blue. It looks kind of like this one. He made a whole bunch so that he could sell some of them to you and still have one for himself. It's got some great songs on here, East Florida Blues, and I'm sure he's going to play some of these songs today. And not only does he have a CD, but he also has Whitey Markle's Recipes with Tales and Tunes, which has some of the music to some of his songs and some of Whitey's unusual recipes. This is a great little book, and he's got a lot of these back there. This is a lot of fun. I have one of these. Swampgrass Tunes, Recipe for Smoked Mullet Dip, and How to Clean a Gar in 3 Easy Lessons. Whitey's from Duval County, Jacksonville, and I'm sure he's going to tell you a little more about that.
Through here on this microphone. Testes.
Hey, there you are.
Testes.
Give me something. Oh, now we got it, buddy. I thought you were my friend. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, everybody. The old marble stage. Has everyone had those good vittles down there? And I had my perlo and dumplings earlier.
I think we're happy.
Nope. Okay.
Well, friends, thank you. Help me to welcome Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters.
All right, on my far right, this is Mr. Walter Godwin. Everybody thinks he's Whitey. His turn white, mine turn loose. Right here on my right from Louisiana. That's why he looks like he does. This is Oliver Close Off.
I got all my hair.
His name's Buzzy Sibley. All right, on my left, she's going to be playing the flute, Kristen Holloway. She helped us on this new CD. She just plays a great flute. And this is the man here. This is Mr. Michael Godwin. We call him the logger. He plays the instruments, and he did the production on the CD. And, folks, this is a good one. We're really proud of it. It's called Cracker Blue. So we're going to kick it off with a Will McLean song about that old wild hog down in Gulf Hammock. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful tushes, darks of brown and yellow sand. It was on a lonesome evening, pretty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. Stood, his red eyes burning, slobber running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful, chill me to my very maw. I gets to thinking, and those shivers coach my spine. I walks out into that moonlight, that old hog still on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My bud knows his hurtful tushes, darks are brown and yellow sand, darks are brown and yellow sand. Wow. Thank you so much. We sure do appreciate it. In conjunction with the CD, I have a recipe book that I've written over the years. It's the fifth edition. It's up to 85 total beautiful pages. And what you learn there, ladies, is how to clean and cook a salamander, that kind of stuff.
Yum.
If you're looking for a different kind of man, you might want to buy this cookbook and give it a whirl. Here's one about an old buddy of mine. I wrote this back in the late 70s. I met this guy down at Lowell. He was finishing up a 10-year sentence he sold the moonshine to old Sheriff Willis McCall down there in Lake County. He was the inside guy. But it didn't work outside the county line. That's what happened to him. So, Monroe. Monroe made the whiskey for the people. In defiance of the government he stood. Grew up with the sheriff of the county. Chances of his downfall wasn't good. He'd lay there in the woods and watch that groundhog. He could hear it moan and feel it shake the ground. Monroe double ran that pretty moonshine. No one knew where Monroe could be found. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people loved so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again. and quench the thirst in Hawk's prison cell. Was jealousy of money brought his downfall? They busted him outside the county line, framed him up and tried him with a stolen gun. On a 10-year sentence, Monroe would do 9. It wasn't just a regular kind of trial. The jury wasn't ready to decide. No evidence had really been presented when a lying witness came and turned the tide. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people loved so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench thirst at Hawk's prison cell. Sent old Monroe up to Rayford without a drink to soothe his angry mind. There he sat those 9 long years, dreamed about the woods he left behind. They let him out of prison last December. By summertime, old Monroe passed away. He was running 20 barrels of that Lake County corn. Drank good whiskey on his dying day. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Whiskey. Thank you so much. Yo, Willis McCall, he's a legend of his own kind. I know people know about Willis. He's been on PBS quite a few times. Willis McCall, not a very positive light on the man, but he is well known. All right, here's one. I'm calling it the cover song off of this new CD. Hank Williams, way back in the 40s, wrote a song called Jambalaya about food and love. And it worked for Hank. So I figured, well, I'll write a song, being a folk singer, that describes our culture a little bit. What do we eat around here? And I put love in with it, and I think we got a good little tune. It's called What You Cooking.
All right.
Are those Vidalia onions in those whippoorwill peas? Is that a daddle pepper in the soup that I see? Did you fry us a little mullet, you sweet little thing? I just can't wait for your dinner bell to ring, 'cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you. Did you cut some curly mustards, clean them for me? Cook them up in that fat bag just as tender as can be. Break out my new cane syrup, pour it on my greens. Baby, don't you know food like this is fit for a king? 'Cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you. Thank you. grits and cornbread really turn me on. Your pancakes and your marmalade are the best I've ever known. I never seen a butter bean that tastes as good as yours. If a Frenchman was to eat one, he'd be hollering bonjour. You know, I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you, yeah. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you. What you cooking, baby? I think that's a good one. I did it too fast for a couple of years, and he talked me into slowing it down, and it worked. Now you can understand it. It's a good one. I had a strange thing happen, though, a while ago. You get totally disorganized when you get up here in front of large audiences. It makes you nervous. Reminds me of when I got ready to graduate from third grade there at Panama Park School. I was so nervous I couldn't hardly shave. All right, here's one about our friends that come from the north to the south. We call it the snow belt to the sun belt migration, for lack of common terminology. But we call them Yankees amongst ourselves. But they've told me to kind of tone it down on that. So here's this song tells me, through the words of my good old mama, how we feel about them. It's called East Florida Blues.
Thank God we're some people's mamas.
I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Duval County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. First it was the Timaquan, the Creek and Seminoles, and along come the Spaniards and took their bloody toll. Then this place got crackified with changing history, and along come the boom that brought the tourist industry. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Dixie County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues.
Mr. Buzz Sibley.
If you're gonna come here, you've gotta know the terms. We ain't all that stupid and we ain't eat up with worms. If everything was rosy in your northern factory, I'd say Pennsylvania is where you ought to be. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Monroe County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. Michael. They say when you're in Rome, you ought to do as the Romans. The same goes here in Florida for every man and woman. If you don't like our thinking or our backward country songs, I'd say up in Michigan is right where you belong. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Union County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. I got them bad. Here's one, Kristen, you can play on this one. This is a This one I wrote about the University of Florida. That's where I work. I teach there. Believe it or not, I teach there. So now, don't go thinking I'm a professor, because that's not the fact. But I do the teaching. I teach woodshop. Anyway, if you have the money to buy a skybox, you can get legally intoxicated in that stadium. But if you don't, if you get caught on that sidewalk with an open container, you're going to get hurt in Gainesville nowadays. This is called Proletarian Football Blues. Hey.
That's what I said the first
somebody
time I
listening.
Heard it.
I work hard every day, thought I paid my due. I work hard every day, thought I paid my due. Till I went out to that stadium, got these football blues. Took me some liquor, stuck it down in my shoe. I took me some liquor, stuck it down in my shoe. When I got out to that stadium, I noticed everything was new. A cold drink and a big old orange hat. Whoa. I got me a cold drink and a big old gator hat. When I looked up in them boxes where them bourgeois people sat, they were drinking them cocktails, enjoying that big AC. Drinking them cocktails, enjoying that big AC. When I looked up in them boxes, they were looking down on me. Whiskey, poured it in my drink. I took out that whiskey, poured it in my drink. Well, I decided to catch me a buzz, cause I needed some time to think. Along come a police with a big old stick in his hand. Along come a police with a big old stick in his hand. Well, they grabbed me by the collar and escorted me right out of those stands. Every day, thought I paid my due. I worked hard every day, thought I paid my due. Till I went out to that stadium, got these football blues. Till I went out to that stadium, got these football blues. Till I went out to that stadium, got these football blues. Throw the ball. All right, I'm going to do this one barehanded without a guitar. I don't need no bandage. Y'all know about that, right? All right. This one I wrote in protest of organized dance, and all these are on that CD now, folks. This is a collector item. It's already been said. It's historical. Okay. All right, so you need to get it. This one I wrote in protest of organized dancing because I never could do it right. I paid them. They showed me I can't do it right. And then I got dirty looks after I paid them, and they showed me I couldn't do it right. So this one you can't do wrong. It's called a cracker stomp. And you just lift up one of your
That's
two feet.
That's what I said when I heard
drop
it.
Drop it back to the ground, and you've done it. Okay? Just another old cracker boy, born down in the swamp. My little song gonna bring you joy, it's called the cracker stomp. Late at night when the moon comes out, I want to ramble and romp. My feet start to jumping up and down, and it comes out the cracker stomp. Hey, hey, the cracker stomp, down in the swamp. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the cracker stomp. And down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the cracker stomp. There's one thing you see about my little song, it has no rhythm or rhyme. You might do it short, you can't do it long, cause you do it different every time. The same thing applies to the muddy old feet when they start to dancing along. Right way to do my song, you sure can't do it wrong. Hey, hey, the cracker stomp, from down the swamp. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the cracker stomp. Down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the cracker stomp. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the cracker stomp. I said my feet start jumping, and it comes out the cracker stomp. Thank you so much, folks. Sure appreciate it.
Whitey Markle.